Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays!
Welcome to Raising Healthy Humans, a podcast created for busy moms, where you can easily find information on health and wellness for your family. Enjoy experts who share tips on how to raise children through each phase of life. Gather current information on nutrition and wellness, and listen to Courtney, a health coach, movement specialist, and founder of FormFit, an active and supportive community where she helps busy moms move more. On Raising Healthy Humans podcast, Courtney shares her personal life experiences, training, knowledge, and conversations with other health and wellness experts so you can raise healthy humans.
I hope you have enjoyed the past few weeks of your summer. I myself took some time off, and I'm ready to get back into it, and hope you are as well. So today I want to speak about this thing that we tend to deal with as moms. I don't know if you're the same way, but I notice for myself that this is my restart time. When my kids go back to school, this is my time to make new goals, make habits, change my personal habits to ensure that I'm getting back into whatever it is, movement-wise, exercise, healthier eating, whatever. This is my time to focus on kind of that new year feel. I don't like that new year, new you thought. And I don't mean it this way, but just kind of getting back into things where I can set goals for myself and kind of move into that. So if that's you, then this is going to be for you. I even have a calendar that I like to use that is July to July, and it kind of just sets me into that new year, setting new goals. So what I want you to be able to focus on as your children go back to school is taking a little bit more time for yourself. And I want you to do this through your movement. I want you to really think about how exercise and movement do not have to always be separated. We need to look at it as a whole. What are we doing through our everyday life? And the importance of it, not for the scale, not for the way you look in the mirror. Yes, those may be added benefits, but we have got to really start understanding that we have got to make sure we are moving so that we can endure for the long run. Do you want to be that 70-year-old woman who is bent over and shuffling along? Or do you want to be moving and getting down on the floor and playing with grandchildren and getting up and, you know, being able to move freely? If you're not using your body in that way right now, you don't magically get it. You're going to lose it. You have to use it or you will lose it, right? So that is what my focus is here. Three things that I want you to start focusing on during this new year time for yourself. So one is consistency. How can we be moving every single day? Whether it be exercise or a little movement snack like what I provide for you on Thursdays, what can you do to move your body every single day? And what I usually recommend people do is just give me 5 minutes. We all have 5 minutes. Do something for 5 minutes every single day. Once you start, you may continue. You might decide, oh, I'm kind of enjoying this exercise, so I'll keep going. But the hardest part is starting. So if you can just create the consistency of, I'm going to do whatever for 5 minutes, then that's where it starts to make that change in the brain. And you might be able to continue on for longer, like I mentioned before, or you just did 5 minutes and you're done because maybe you don't have time, and that's okay. It's more about being consistent every single day than making sure you get that 30-minute workout where you're doing this, 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 and this, right? So that's the first one, is consistency. How can we make sure we're getting it in every single day? And if you just commit to 5 minutes, this is going to help you get practice that consistency. The second one is schedule it. This is where I need you to, yes, you're going to need to at some point do more than just a 5-minute workout every day, okay? That is where we begin. Or if you're having to get back into it, or if you feel like you have no time, you know, that's when you start your daily 5-minute workouts. There are going to need to be some longer duration workouts. You need to work on strengthening your body. You need to work on cardio. I do believe that cardio needs to be a portion of your workout, whether you do cardio and strength intertwined. But if you are lifting heavy and you are not getting cardio endurance during that workout, you have got to find some time to get some cardio in there. Heavy breathing, you know, longer endurance, having to work a little bit harder for longer period of time to help for that heart health. And then what we're going to do is we're going to schedule that in. So even if it's only like, say, 20 minutes, schedule it in 2 to 3 days a week. And you're going to put this in your calendar, and you are going to schedule it just like you would a doctor's appointment or a meeting. And it's a non-negotiable. It is a, I'm going to do this because I care about myself. And you schedule it in and you do it. And then the last one is looking at movement as not just exercise. And how can we find little ways throughout the day to move more? If you follow me on TikTok or Instagram or anywhere else, all these different platforms that you can go to, you will see that I do a lot of habit stacking where we have one thing that we're doing in life, say every day, and we're going to stack something else into that habit. And this is a great opportunity for you to get some stretching in. Stretching is one where a lot of people will say they don't have time to stretch. So you can add stretching into your daily routine, and you can make sure you're hitting all those major muscles throughout the day while you're habit stacking. Another thing is looking at things differently in the way of how can I move my body differently today than I did yesterday. So not always thinking, for those of you who like to maybe do spin classes. So you work all day at a desk and you're in this rounded forward posture, and then you go to a spin class and you're in this rounded forward posture, your body is not seeing any extension. You're using, you know, you're rounding forward and you're not using your body in a different way. So what can you do on a whole when you think about your daily life and how you're moving? What can you do to create a different experience for your body? So maybe that's where some extension, some yoga type classes might help you to get more into an extension. That is where even just sitting on the floor could be an opportunity for you to get more movement, different movement, rather than sitting in your chair all day. These are all things I talk about through my movement snacks. And they are key to ensuring that you're moving the smaller muscles in your body as well. So if we spend all our time focusing on the big muscles, and you'll see this with bodybuilders or even just the men who work out a lot, they are very strong in their large muscles. And you can see all of their muscles, and the physique looks, you know, looks good, but the mobility is lacking. They're not using all of those smaller muscles, and they're getting tight, and they're not able to move as fluidly, or as they're not able to move as well. And I know they mention bodybuilders how as they get older, they deal with a lot of injuries and aches and pains because they have not moved their body through different positions completely. So that is my goal for you, not so that you per se look a certain way when you look at yourself in the mirror, but rather what are you doing to help keeping you mobile and moving throughout your life? So finding little ways to move more in everyday life. And if you're like, okay, I have no clue how to do that, then go back and start listening to my Thursday movement snacks. That would be the first place. The second thing that I would recommend is I have just started a membership where you can join, and it's $5 a month, like literally $5 a month. And you can even pay less if you want to pay it all at once. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have something for you to do every single day. Does that mean you have to do it every single day? No. It just means that maybe you want to take 5 minutes in the morning, you want to watch whatever the video is or whatever I write down or whatever, and you think, okay, that's what I'm going to focus on today. And it might be something as simple as what I've mentioned in a last movement snack, where you're going to look outside more often so that your eyes have a time, an opportunity to relax. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's in a past movement snack. I'll leave the link in the show notes. But, you know, allowing your eyes to relax, maybe that is the only movement snack I provide you that day, is this is what I want you to do today. Look outside as often as possible. It's not movement like you're thinking of movement, but it's movement for your eyes, and it's working them differently than what they're used to working. So that is $5 a month if you're interested. There will be a link in the show notes. You can always go to formfitonline.com. That's going to provide you the three ways you can join us. And that is a great way for you to start working on movement. And each month, we're going to focus on something different. So there will be past months that you can look at, or upcoming months that you can look at. Or, you know, take part in our community. But that is a great opportunity if you are interested. And if not, that is okay. You come back here every Thursday, listen, practice something for a week, and you work on or do your own thing. The key is create consistency, make sure to schedule it in, and look at all movement, not just exercise, to help you start to feel better about yourself, start taking care of yourself, and providing you opportunities to move more. I hope you all have a wonderful start of the new year with your children in school, and make sure to join us over in our community on Facebook. It is now called Moms Raising Healthy Humans. And we will continue the conversation over there. Hope you all have a wonderful day. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to our podcast. I hope you found this information valuable and hope that you can immediately use some of the information that was provided. Make sure to check out the show notes for all of the links that we discussed today. As a mom myself, I understand that at times you can feel alone and are looking for a sense of community. It is my goal to help bring moms together, to find each other, to help support one another, and also help raise healthy humans. That is why I've created a Facebook group. It is free for you to join, and you can go to Moms Raising Healthy Humans. I also have upgraded our membership portal for you if you are interested. I now have 3 tiers because I want to make sure that everybody is moving more, no matter where you are. So the first one, if you happen to like our weekly movement snacks, you're going to want to join our first tier. It's $5 a month, and you will have a daily movement exercise that you can do. If you want to move even more, you might want to try one of our other memberships where we go even deeper and you can join us for live Zoom classes. Remember, it is my goal to help bring moms together in a healthy and supportive community, and I feel like that's what I'm doing with the FormFit community. So head to FormFit, FormFit online.com to see our new website and to learn more.